Protesters in Sudan won a victory this week. They forced the military to reinstall the prime minister, the same prime minister the military had ousted and detained in a coup last month. But the protesters want more, and they took to the streets yesterday to demand it. NPR's Ada Peralta reports.
Almost at exactly 1 o'clock, protesters emerged from buildings and cars and started blocking streets with cobblestones and burning tires. Earlier this week, after massive protests across the country, the military had released Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok. On state TV, he signed a deal vowing to work with the military towards civilian rule. It was a huge win for the protest movement, but here they were again, demanding much more than the Prime Minister had agreed to. Mai Faisal was flinging stones to the middle of the street.
Our demands are not about bringing back Hamdok. This is not our demand. Our demand is putting an end to the military rule.
What do you say to people who are saying that you are being idealistic?
We were told the same when we took the street during Bashir regime.
But in 5 months, one of Africa's longest-serving dictators was gone. The U.S. and others have encouraged protesters to work with the military. They have the guns. There is no other way, they've said. But protesters are taking a hard line. The military plotted a coup. They've killed unarmed protesters. They say the time to negotiate with them is over. The stance puts protesters in direct conflict with Hamdok, their civilian leader. And as the protesters begin to march, that tension is on full display. Hamdok is weak, they chant, but the streets are strong. But just as quickly, other protesters changed the chant to direct their ire at the military. Khalud Khair, a political analyst, says that during the month Hamdok spent under military detention, he had become the symbol of the Sudanese struggle against the military.
But he lost that in very short order with the signing of that agreement on the 21st.
The agreement allows General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan to continue leading Sudan. And as Khair sees it, there is nothing in it to prevent the military from plotting another coup. The military, she says, has gotten much of what it wanted, including splitting the street from Hamdok.
The vast majority of people still feel that he has now, in many ways, sold out, that actually he is not the linchpin of the civilian resistance.
At the protest, a dozen protesters turned into thousands. Old people, young people, rich and poor. And there was clarity of purpose. They were moving ahead with their demands, with or without Prime Minister Hamdok.
My father, my grandfather, my grand-grandfather, they are under a military rule.
That is protester Muhammad Haj. With few fleeting exceptions, Sudanese have only known military rule. And they're done. And that's not some idealistic dream, he says. They've been on the streets for 2 years, and they know it's going to take more time and more lives to change Sudan. But Haj says they are ready.
We are trying to build a better future for our children. We are not thinking even to live that future.
They're ready for that future, even if they don't get to live it. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Khartoum.